I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, November 20. Coming up, JCF establishes road safety hub, voluntary reports and testing for HIV increased, and CPFSA and Labour Ministry sign child protection agreement. The news in detail after the break.
Calling all gospel singers and songwriters. Submit your entries now for the 2018 JCDC Jamaica Gospel Song Competition and the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song Competition. Adults, this is your chance to boost your ministry and win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Children's choirs, ensembles, and soloists can enter and win big. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and details or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Check the JCDC social media pages or call 926-572-629. Deadline Friday, December 1. Enter now!
Now the news. The government's thrust to make the nation's roads safer has been bolstered following the recent rollout of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Road Safety Hub. The state-of-the-art management facility located at the Constabulary's Traffic and Highway Division in Kingston will provide real-time road crash network data supplied by the Mona Jay Informatics Institute. The hub will double as a homework and resource center for residents in and around central Kingston. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the information to be provided by the hub will also aid in identifying road networks that are traffic accident hotspots.
The integration of geospatial technologies and services to improve data collection and analysis will add value to how we develop our policies and interventions related to traffic management. I have spoken many times on the importance of us leveraging new data sources and technology to improve decision-making in the public sector.
More than 50 government entities have now implemented geospatial technologies in their operations, resulting in great efficiency in the execution of their mandates. There has been an increase in the reporting of HIV cases and voluntary counseling and testing for the disease at antenatal clinics. According to data from the National HIV STI program in the Ministry of Health, Jamaica has an estimated 29,000 persons living with HIV. This is 1.6% of the adult population. The ministry further reports that only 85% of persons living with HIV have been diagnosed.
HIV STI prevalence in 2014 survey of place workers and patrons indicate a continued decline in the HIV prevalence among female sex workers. The overall prevalence was some 2.9%, a decline from 4.1% in 2011. You know, one is one too many, but I think it's important to note that the strategies have been working. We're actually heading in the right direction.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton speaking recently at the launch of World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day will be observed December 1 under the theme, "We have the right to health. Keep the promise. Don't turn your back on me." The Ministry of Labour and Social Security and the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to further improve the quality of services offered to vulnerable children and families. CPFSA Chief Executive Officer Rosalie Gage Gray says the partnership will see more targeted initiatives geared at strengthening the family structure.
As we chart this new course, as we seek to build families in this country of ours, we want to make sure that the most vulnerable, which I'm sure both of us serve, are protected, are provided with services in a timely manner. And so we see this partnership as very valuable.
Mrs. Gage Gray was speaking at the MOU signing at CPFSA's headquarters last week. The two-year MOU entails the establishment of a referral system that facilitates social interventions for persons who are assessed and determined to be vulnerable. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force is celebrating its 150th anniversary with a week of activities geared at highlighting the organization's development as well as historical and social significance in Jamaica. The week of activities started Sunday, November 19, with church services across all police divisions. Additionally, the Acts of Random Kindness art campaign will be launched on Thursday, November 23, at the Office of the Police Commissioner starting at 8 a.m. The ARC initiative, conceptualized by Deputy Commissioner of Police Novelette Grant, aims to promote kindness as a means of combating negative and destructive thoughts, words, and actions within the society. Police Week, held under the theme "Our Journey 1867 to 2017, will end on Tuesday, November 28, with a health fair, exposition, and concert at the Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay, St. Thomas. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.